The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon. Hope your favorite team made the NCAA big dance. Mine certainly did. This is Jay, and I welcome you to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. And throughout the program today, please feel free to call in to our show with any questions or comments. Take down this number. The phone number is 561-340-1490. You can join us in the chat room, which will be monitored throughout the show. We'd love to talk to you and take your call.
And good afternoon. I'm Donna. The topic of our show today is going to be the only overhead that actually makes you money. Now, while listening to our show today, you're probably going to come up with a lot of questions having to do with your own personal business. So please feel free to contact Jay or me anytime after the show. You can get a hold of us at 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us. Always feel free to check us out and all of our programs at www.cardsolutions.us.
Super, Donna. Today's topic will include ways for the small business to collect funds from your customers. Remember, cash is not always king. Is your accounts receivable running 60 to 90 days or more? If so, we do have a way to make sure that you try to collect those funds. And it's pretty easy. And Donna, how many times do you hear from a merchant, "I can't afford to accept credit cards"?
I constantly hear that comment. You talk to businesses that aren't accepting credit cards and they're first words out of their mouth are, "I can't afford to accept credit cards." And of course, my answer to them is, you can't afford not to accept credit cards if you're running a business today. I don't care if you're an open door business. I don't care if you're on the internet. You can be selling services or products. If you do not accept credit cards today, you're not doing the business that you possibly can. What about all the people that say, "Oh, I want to do your business, but I can't afford it right now"? If you took credit cards, they're going to do it right now. People that say, "Well, can I pay you in installments?" Why do you want to have those kinds of account receivable when all you had to do is accept credit cards? My motto that I repeat over and over again every day to customers is, accepting credit cards is like having a banker by your side, lending money to your customers to buy your goods and or services.
Exactly. There are ways to that you need to think about to consider taking credit cards as part of your overhead that really actually makes you money. It's basically a cost of doing business, just like your rent expense, your insurance expense, your telephone expense, and so on. Other bank fees that you have are a vehicle to increase sales.
Do you pay for your light bill? Of course you do.
Yeah.
But it's not going to make any money. You pay your rent. Okay, you got to have a roof over your business. It's not actually going to make you any money. But if you take credit cards, which is strictly the cost of doing business, it's actually going to make you money. It's proven that your average sale is going to go up. Those customers that you normally wouldn't get are going to become your customers.
Well, as a business person, if you're taking credit cards, you swipe the card through or you key it in, and you have your money in your account within 2 business days, usually at the most.
Yeah, so why go into accounts receivable? Why take installments? Why tell someone they're going to have they'll buy your product or services down the road?
Why spend the money on billing and envelopes and postage and all that?
You don't need to anymore.
Right.
I always give the scenario. Say, picture yourself up in the East Coast right now, Northeast, with all the snow and the blizzards and everything they've had. And a man sees another blizzard's coming his way. He's sick and tired of cleaning the snow. So he goes into a hardware store. In his mind, he's going to buy a snowblower. So the manager comes over. He's showing him the everything he's got. He sees the snowblower. It's $199. He knows he doesn't have that kind of money. This is a spur-of-the-moment purchase. He goes in. He looks at the desk, and he sees real big a sign, cash and check only. So he asks the manager, can you show me where the snow shovels are? So instead of buying the snowblower for $199, he's now buying a $9.99 snow shovel, and he'll probably not be back because this is what he was trying to avoid. But had that store taken credit cards, he would have bought the snowblower for the $199.
And increasing his bottom line, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. And he's never going to tell the manager, oh, by the way, did you know if you took my credit card, you would have just had a $199 sale? No, he's not going to tell the manager. So you've just lost business because you haven't accepted the man's payment method, which was credit cards.
Yeah. Well, it's just lost business if you don't accept credit cards. But do you ever use the services of businesses? And I'm throwing this out to the fans out there. Do you ever use services of businesses that don't accept credit cards? I'm often told that I never lost a sale because I didn't accept credit cards.
I personally will never do business with a company that doesn't take credit cards. On our business side, that's how Jay does the accounting. You get one bill at the end of the month. You know all the expenses you've made for that business, and you don't have all these receipts all over the place.
Yeah, I've got my light bill being charged to my credit card. I've got the telephone bill. I've got insurance. All those things are being charged on the credit card.
There's someone that I'm associated with on a regular basis that swears he's never lost a sale because he didn't take credit cards and he refuses to take credit cards. Well, little does he know, customers of his are constantly asking me, will you please convince him to take credit cards? I don't write checks for anybody else. I don't carry my checkbook. I don't keep extra money in my checkbook. And every time I have to use his services, I got to write him a check. And it drives me crazy. And pretty soon, I'm going to have to stop using his service. But he doesn't believe it because he doesn't see where he's business. So I always challenge businesses. Prove to me that you are seriously not losing business for not taking credit cards. In this economy, Jay, you know what fringe businesses are. Could you make any fringe purchases today if that company didn't accept credit cards?
Extremely difficult.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not, you're going to lose that sale. Okay. I'm a woman that loves to shop. It's probably one of my top hobbies.
That's for sure.
I go into a dress store. On my mind, I'm going to buy one dress. I go in. Hey, it's a lucky day. I find two dresses I want. I'm ready to get both dresses. I go to the desk. You would have thought they'd talk to Jay because they say, we don't take credit cards. Ask how angry I am. I don't let my husband tell me I can't buy two dresses. Some stranger standing behind a desk isn't going to tell me I can't buy both dresses.
Sometimes you come back with four dresses.
That's because they took my credit card.
Oh, okay. Going to have to cut that out. There are ways to recoup your costs, and some of these ways would be to build in a handling charge or a service charge to your business. Visa MasterCard will not allow you, according to the Visa MasterCard regulations, they will not allow you to charge any more because you as a small business are taking credit cards. So you don't want to discount for cash or charge for taking credit cards, but what you can do, and what they do allow you to do, is charge a service charge or handling charge or convenience fee. You ever go out and buy tickets at Ticketron, Ticketmaster, whichever, and then they hit you with a $7.50 service charge or handling charge for each one of those? That's what it's for. It basically covers their cost. And what I'm trying to get across to the listeners out there is that, hey, yeah, you're going to have a cost to accept credit cards. There's no question about it. But there is a way to recoup those costs. and that way is in charging these either service charge or handling charge or convenience fees. And that's only fair, and the public understands that as well.
Just like my
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Actually, I have three. Hi. I'm glad I came in to listen to the show. Question number one is, can't people just build in a 3, 4, or 5% in their costs, so when they mark up their items, it's already included in there?
Absolutely.
And if they get a cash payment out of it, they actually made a couple of percent more.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like when you figure out what your overhead and cost of a product is. You're
right.
Not just looking at how much it costs me to buy it wholesale.
Right.
You've got to think of your rent. You're thinking of your electric bill. What people aren't thinking about is that's where you blend in your credit card fees, too.
Right. Okay. My other question, and needless to say, you're in merchant services and processing, so you do see this a lot more than I do.
We're also business consultants, too.
And you're business consultants.
Right.
Paper's disappearing. In fact, cash is disappearing. It's hard to believe that somebody won't take a plastic, as they say. Credit card, if you have a credit card, you accept debit. You can't accept debit if you don't have a credit card, can you?
You have to be set up for a merchant account in order to accept credit cards.
All right.
And you can add
on
the debit card
feature.
Well,
I'm with you. I probably don't have as many of my bills automatically being charged to my credit card. Mm-hmm. But when I go out and I go shopping, I use my debit card just about, all the time.
Right.
And it would seem strange that a merchant wouldn't accept it.
A lot of merchants have thought they'd have to buy extra equipment in order to process that debit card. Nowadays, you don't have to. If your processor's being honest with you, there's a discounted cost, even if you don't use the PIN debit to accept credit cards, which is debit cards, which is lower than accepting credit cards. So to the merchant, you're processing it as a credit card. To your customer, it's going through as a debit card directly from their checking account.
Right. And it's one of the safest ways as well, methods, by taking the debit card. Why? It's coming right out of your checking account.
Right.
And the bank doesn't have to wait to collect their funds from their card holders.
Right.
And they've got their money automatically because it just flows right through the system, comes right out of the customer's bank account.
Right. My other question, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, go ahead.
Is according to Visa, MasterCard, whoever, merchants not supposed to charge a surcharge or charge differently for cash or credit.
They cannot come out and say, because you're using your credit card, I'm going to charge you more. Or if you promise not to use it.
How do gas stations get away with it?
Sometimes it's on their own cards.
Yeah.
And a merchant's only in trouble if they're reported. They really tightened up for a long time. When the economy was good, they really tightened up on the gas stations that were doing that.
Yeah.
And that's why you kind of saw it go away.
But they're back.
Unless it's back.
It's back.
And they're just not reporting it because of the economy right now.
That are advertising gas, and you go in and it says cash. Credit card price.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the signs of the economy.
It depends on what you buy there, too. A lot of gas stations will say you have to spend $10 or more in order to use a credit or a debit card.
Right.
And that basically is not legal.
Right.
And the fines on that are about $1,000 for the very first violation, if reported.
About $2,500 after that.
Yeah. I think
it's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, that I know.
But it's not enforced unless someone complains.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, you go and you buy something mail order or probably over the internet. And you always wondered, why is that shipping and handling so exorbitant? I know UPS is not charging them that much. FedEx is not charging them that much. It's because they have their handling fee in there. And in that handling fee, it's up a couple percents of the sale in order to cover the overhead of the credit cards. And that is legal. That's allowed. And like Jay said, with the Ticketmasters and so forth, they're charging a service fee, a convenience fee.
Right.
And that part is legal. So any merchant can recoup their costs, either the way you said, Peter, where you wrap that cost into the cost of your goods, or you do the handling fee. Perfect example. We live down in Florida. HOAs everywhere are hurting. I immediately got our HOA set up to accept credit cards. Reason being, people don't have the cash to pay their assessments, so they're losing benefits and the HOAs are really hurting. By setting them up, all they did was charge them a $12 convenience fee. Mm-hmm. That's more than enough.
That offsets the cost.
It offsets the cost of the credit cards. And the very first day we set them up, a homeowner walks in and she says, you know, I'm so far behind and I just really wish I could pay if you only took credit cards. And the manager said, well, guess what? Today's your lucky day. Give me your card. Mm-hmm. Took it. And the woman hadn't paid in a year. Yeah. And suddenly here's the cash. Paid the service charge, of course, the convenience fee, no problem, and now she's all paid up. If they hadn't taken credit cards, it never would have happened. That's why I'm so strong in saying that if you don't accept credit cards, you're really, really losing, even if it's just for the fringe businesses. In today's economy, there are so many businesses that have become fringe, especially home improvements, you know, yard, landscaping. That stuff's fringe now because you can't afford it. If you want their business, you got to take the credit cards.
Yeah, this service charge issue is kind of a gray area to a lot of businesses. And for those of you listeners out there, please call us at 561-340-1490, and hopefully we can answer your questions about this gray area of service charge issues. That's 561-340-1490.
Just so those of you know, and we'll go into detail in another show coming up, but you think you can't afford to accept credit cards, you need to know that there are so many different programs out there that can help you in taking credit cards. You don't have to have the expensive full-fledged with all the fancy terminals and so forth. We have everything from a phone authorization where you don't even need equipment. All you need is your cell phone or a landline phone.
Let me go into the details on that, Donna. The phone authorization program is really for the very small merchant, someone who wants to accept credit cards, say, at a flea market or a fair or an art show.
When you have people come to your home or you go to their home to sell stuff.
Right, right. And basically all you have to do is just call it in, call it the merchant hotline, which is an 800 number, and you punch in the information, the credit card number, the expiration date, and the amount. It reads it back to you, says if this is correct, press 1, so on and so forth.
All voice prompted.
It's all voice prompted, and there's no equipment necessary because most of these small businesses have their own phones or cell phones. There's no monthly fees. There's no surcharges added on. There are no statement fees and so on. That's one way. Another way, of course, is to have terminals, credit card terminals, you know, those that you can swipe through. And believe it or not, there are so many non-compliant terminals out there that some people bought cheap on eBay or other places like that.
Besides going with the terminals, we have mobile, we have internet. It's all programs that we'll explain more to you in later shows.
Well, internet, yeah, will be discussed next week. And before we close the show, basically, time is up already?
Time is up.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost.
Here's my tip of the week. Last week's tip, again, if those of you who are listening, was to make sure that you renew your listing with your state Secretary of State for your business. And this week's tip of the week is, hey, check your voicemails daily. I don't know how many times I've called to a small business and it said that the mailbox was full. Check the voicemails, clear it out, and get back to your customer within 24 to 48 hours. Take responsibility for your business.
As you mentioned, our topic next Monday will be an internet business versus our brick-and-mortar business.
Brick-and-mortar is an open-door store.
Our guests will be Ron and Kim Marie from RPB Advisors, e-commerce website development specialists.
Thanks for joining us today for Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. Please feel free to contact us at 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us.
Have a great week and go make business happen. This is it. Make no mistake where you are. This is it. Your back's to the corner. This is it. Don't be afraid.
Hi, I'm here with Jay and Donna from Card Solutions International.
Hi, Peter. Did you enjoy the show?
I did. I enjoyed it very much. You know, as a businessman, I found it to be very informative. But what I would like to know is a little bit more about Card Solutions. What is it that you do?
Well, glad you asked. Basically, we set up businesses to accept credit cards from their customers and clients. And those people can contact us at 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us.
Do you only work with certain types of businesses?
Actually, Card Solutions International has specialized in small and medium-sized businesses. We found our niche has been mail order, telephone order, internet, home-based businesses, and open-door retail stores. But you can always find information on the programs that we offer at Card Solutions International at our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You can contact us by email at info@cardsolutions.us or call our toll-free number at 800-530-2440.
So how can you be sure that you'll save most businesses money?
That's a great question, Peter. Unlike a lot of other banks and processors, we have a cost-plus program which normally benefits most merchants. Donna, can you explain a little bit more in detail?
Sure. Basically, due to our years of experience in the industry, we're able to work directly off of what is known as Visa MasterCard interchange. What that means to small businesses is you don't have to be a Macy's or Walmart in order to qualify for our Cost Plus program. What Cost Plus program is that the merchant is going to pay the true cost of the card that they accept plus a small percentage versus paying all of the traditional processing fees. But to find more information on our Cost Plus program, all you have to do is call us at our toll-free number, 800-530-2440.
Well, tell me a little bit about the experience that you have in the industry.
Well, Peter, both Donna and I are college degreed individuals who have been in the business environment as small business operators and owners for way over 30 years each. And our insight will provide you and the listeners with invaluable information from the administrative side of their business to operations and also marketing and merchandising. As a matter of fact, for the past 15 years, we've been advising clients about credit card processing, check guarantee, accepting loyalty cards, issuing gift cards, equipment, and software, and so on, to process debit and credit cards either in person or through the internet.
Peter, Jay, and I were actually one of the few beta agencies for the first ever internet gateway, CyberCash, and the well-known AuthorizedNet gateway. And Card Solutions International continues to lead the industry in the e-commerce field.
So, if I was smart, I would contact you and review my merchant account, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, how would I get in touch with you again?
You can visit our website, www.cardsolutions.us. You can email us at info@cardsolutions.us or call us on our toll-free number, 800-530-2440.
Well, Peter, thanks for your interest in saving yourself and other businesses money. And again, let me remind them to contact us at cardsolutions.us is our website. Of course, begin that, www.cardsolutions.us. Our toll-free number is 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us.
All right. Thank you, Jay, Donna.
You're listening to W4CY Radio, brought to you by the Entertainment Network, your best choice for quality talk, music, comedy, and just plain fun. Why? Because we entertain you.